The British have been holding a public inquiry into press ethics for the last few months. The government is responding to the outcry over the phone hacking scandal at Rupert Murdoch's News of the World. The inquiry is investigating the way newspapers, the police, and politicians may feed off each other, and that means shining a light into the secluded world, in particular of the Prime Minister's social set. NPR's Philip Reeves has been watching the questioning.
By that point, you were quite friendly with Mr. Cameron, weren't you?
Yes.
Rebecca Brooks is on the stand. She ran Murdoch's powerful British newspapers until the scandal forced her to resign. Robert Jay, counsel to the inquiry, is on a quest. He wants to know if there was anything corrupt in the relationship between Murdoch's empire and the politicians who govern Britain. Jay begins exploring Brooks's friendship with Prime Minister David Cameron.
He attended a New Year's Eve party at your farm, didn't he? Your husband's farm.
Yes, but not at our home. It was my sister-in-law's party.
Cameron and Brooks are members of what's become known in Britain as the Chipping Norton Set.
The Chipping Norton Set is the name that's been given to a group of people who've sort of centred around the Conservative Party and News International employees who've all got second homes in or around Chipping Norton. I wouldn't say in Chipping Norton because it's a town and they like their farms and they like their livestock and they like their horses and their gardens.
That's author and journalist Rachel Johnson, editor of The Lady magazine. Chipping Norton is about 75 miles northwest of London. It's in Oxfordshire,
where you have these honey-stoned villages and incredibly expensive farm shops and rolling countryside over which they all ride to hounds together. And this is where the deals are done and the contacts are made and the friendships are forged.
At the centre of this set are David Cameron and his wife Samantha. Around them revolves a group that includes Rebecca Brooks, her husband Charlie, a racehorse trainer, Rupert Murdoch's second daughter, Elizabeth, and her husband Matthew Freud, a PR executive. Perhaps the group's most globally famous member is this man.
The trouble is, none of these cars are really small. They are, in fact, massive.
Jeremy Clarkson, presenter of the TV motoring show Top Gear. The term Chipping Norton Set was first coined by Stephen Glover, a political columnist with the Daily Mail. Glover says its members should not be confused with the traditional English aristocracy.
No, absolutely not. And they're not at all the British aristocracy. Rebecca Brooks is, you know, just an ordinary girl, as it were. I think Cameron is just a member of the privileged upper middle classes. Jeremy Clarkson is not an aristocrat.
Glover says the Chipping Norton Set behave pretty much like any other very wealthy people.
They have dinner parties, they have drinks parties, they have drinks in each other's houses. There's also a sort of country element in as much as Rebecca Brooks is a keen rider and so is David Cameron. And there's recently been quite a lot of hilarious publicity about how David Cameron rode a horse which had been lent to Rebecca Brooks by the Metropolitan Police in London. They no longer needed it.
Wait a minute. The Prime Minister riding a horse lent by the cops to a woman from the tacky world of Murdoch's tabloids? Isn't this all a bit bizarre? But England is rather bizarre. And, says Rachel Johnson, very cliquey.
I'm afraid I don't live in a meritocracy or a democracy. I live in a mateocracy, where it completely depends on who you know, who's godfather to your child, where you went to school and where you hunt.
The Camerons and the Brookses won't be hunting together for a while. Glover says the hiatus over the phone hacking scandal has changed the Chipping Norton Set.
It'll never be the same again. I don't think. I mean, the central relationship in the Chipping Norton Set was between Rebecca Brooks and David Cameron, and that is broken forever.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
You're listening to NPR News.